Hello, good morning and welcome to the finance show here on tiptv.co.uk. It's just after 10 o'clock on Thursday, the 6th of October. I'm joined here by my, he'll be my co-host in a few minutes, Alessio Ristani from leadingtrader.com. What's on your mind today, Alessio?
Only about another 33 days, I think 33 days to the biggest event of this year. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. So the U.S. elections.
Bonfire night.
Bonfire night.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That's also another.
They should have combined the two, I think, possibly.
Well, it certainly will be a lot of fireworks.
Yes.
I think this election will be unusual more than anything. Obviously, we had the vice presidential debates. Everyone agrees that Mike Pence did a fantastic job. Although I'm not political in any way, but it appears that Trump feels that he was upstaged by Mike Pence. Did you watch it?
No, I try not to watch any live TV.
You're missing out on all the fun, on all the action.
That's just the BBC license fee.
You better watch the next ones on Sunday night. It's a live debate.
I'll watch recordings afterwards, you know.
But it's more fun if you watch it, because then you can, root for your team if you support one.
yes. Right.
So what are we going to talk about?
Okay, let's have a look at the slides of the day. Most popular in business and finance. EasyJet profits hit by extraordinary events. One of which is the Brexit, which they were very strongly against. They seem to have been hit by a rather unfortunate karma on that front. Low-cost airline EasyJet has revealed it will take a hit of more than £200 million with a plunging pound and a series of extraordinary events after terrorist attacks and air traffic control strikes have taken their toll. It's a bit surprising that EasyJet is suffering, given the way that you would presume that although UK people going abroad will find it rather expensive, you'd have lots of proper Europeans coming over from the what's left of the European Union to enjoy themselves here. I think a lot of Americans have been over here as well. I seem to have noticed more American accents around central London.
Well, apart from that, I've heard that EasyJet and probably Ryanair are not going to start doing their long haul flights for like cheap something. I still don't understand how that's going to work. The fact that they can travel all the way to the United States for something like, I don't know how much it's going to cost, per ticket, probably about £100, £200. And I still don't understand how they can possibly do that. And I would never, I can tell you this much, I would never get on a low-cost airline. I just don't trust them, not because I'm a snob. I just don't trust the safety of these low-cost airlines. But there, that's just me. So what about the UK fracking?
Well, that's apparently the UK is going to fast track this. I hope it already seen from the stocks, which are sensitive to this ruling. They've already started going up over the last few days. They're assuming that the government needs the money more than it's concerned about the environment. So we'll see how that pans out. But
that also will depend, obviously, on the price of oil. Because a lot of oil companies in the United States, with oil prices being as low as they were, and they're still, and look, let's face it, oil prices are still below $60 a barrel as far as the U.S. oil is concerned. I don't see how a lot of oil companies are going to get enthusiastic about suddenly drilling when oil prices are so low at this point. And personally, I think that we could see lower prices still. But
We're near $50 a barrel, and also you've seen the Russians are moving to improve, at least to try and get some kind of accord with OPEC. We'll see what
happens. It won't happen. Iran is going to be nobody's talking about Iran, and they should. Fact is, as I mentioned last week, Iran has said and has pledged that it will continue to produce more oil until it reaches, I believe it's 4 million barrels per day. I think that's their target. And at the moment, they're only reaching 3.4, 3.6 per barrels per day. So bottom line is, I think Iran is the black sheep in the family here. And until they can get an agreement with them, I would not get bullish on oil at this point.
Okay, let's move along to City Research equity still, the yield asset City Research still buying dips, expecting a 10% gain in global equities to end 2017. Global equities trade on a dividend yield of 2.6%, well above global government bonds that yield just 0.5%. This high-risk premium should offer equity some protection given any unexpected increase in bond yields. With only 3.5 over 18 factors from bear market checklist, flashing sell, we would buy into the next dip. Presumably, there might be a chance next month on political uncertainties. EPS profits improving, slightly accelerating global economy, along with higher commodity prices and weaker US dollar, should improve global EPS growth from 2% in 2016 to 7% in 2017. I would love to believe this, but unfortunately, I can't actually remember any longer term forecast which has been correct.
Absolutely.
In the recent past, maybe City Research have cracked it, but it's quite...
Yeah, I would agree with you. I would take any long-term forecast with a pinch of salt. Chaos theory is our best friend in that respect.
Okay. Next up, we've got commentary from Nicole Elliott, the trader at the Investors Chronicle. As Prime Minister Theresa May brought the Conservative Party conference in Birmingham to a close yesterday, Chancellor Philip Hammond hopped onto a jet plane flying overnight to New York. Today, we'll meet more Wall Street bosses, including those of BNY Mellon, Citi, Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. It also coincides with an IMF annual meeting of finance ministers. He will be aiming to reassure all and sundry that Britain remains open for business. Mm-hmm. And as I said earlier in the first edition of the Finance Show, presumably you'll be trying to avoid any further massive mega fines from the Department of Justice on UK banks, because that seems to be their special way of discouraging competition.
Yeah, it would appear so.
Next up, we've got the economic calendar. US challenger job cuts. ECB account and monetary policy meeting, which is probably the big news of the day, or could be. Canada building permits and the US initial jobless claims and EIA natural gas storage change. On to the sentiment with our own clients who have been slapped around a bit over the last few days.
I wonder when this was taken, this particular poll.
Well, it's been taken after the plunge in gold and in sterling.
Well, here's the thing. We've seen, sorry to interrupt you there, Zach, but we just said last week that this sentiment poll was showing that they were heavily bullish on gold, heavily bullish on silver. And I warned, and we were there, we talked about this last week, that October is a negative period for gold and silver. Smart money has been betting against gold, and we've seen a flush down. So we were right to be against the dumb money here.
You were right. I was looking at you rather skeptically, but you were absolutely right.
Thank you. And also, I think we also saw last week that euro pound, they were heavily bullish on. Pound dollar, they were bearish on, if I remember correctly. But it seems now it's changed. Or not. I'm not sure exactly. Oh, yeah, here we go. It is true, yeah. Euro pound is bearish, pound dollar heavily bullish. And again, we were right to be skeptical of this too, because we just saw what happened recently, that euro pound surged, taking out all the stop loss that traders have placed at the previous highs. That's what high-frequency traders do, the computers out there. Take them all out. So I would be interested to see what this poll will be a week from now or a few days from now, because I don't think they'll be as bearish on euro pound or as bullish on the pound dollar.
Okay. Next up, we've got the TipTV trade of the day, sell below 21.55 on the S&P, falling tops, rising Fed rate hike bets, overnight rise in two-year Treasury yields and December Fed hike bets.
Sell below 21.55.
Likely way on stock markets. So sell below 21.55. So basically looking for a break of that triangle.
That's a pretty brave trade, I would say. I would personally think that a sell below 21.40 on the S&P would be safer, purely because we've seen so many breakouts of this support and resistance levels, false breakouts. 21.55, if you're going to be an aggressive trader, sure, but I think it's too risky. Wait for at least a close below 21.40 or break of 21.40, if you like. And then, yes, we could see 21.20 and 21.100 on the books, I think, very likely.
Okay.
I personally think a better short would be if the S&P takes out, I mean, we don't know at this point which direction the S&P is going to break out, from the highs or the lows. October is usually a negative period. Historically, October is usually a negative period for stocks. So it makes sense for it to break lower this month. But if it rallies and goes up to the previous highs of 21.80, I think shorting at 21.80 and 21.90 is a much safer bet, purely because you're shorting at resistance. So that's something.
I was going to say that myself.
Oh, really?
The words right out of my mouth.
I know, because you. Yeah.
Thank you for that. I'm suffering here with my cold, so it's better that you do the talking. Right, Ithaca Energy, one of the risers today. I picked out these broker recommendations. Yeah. Tullow Oil I disagree with Jefferies. It's been a decent rebound, breakthrough 200 pence as well. I think they've got some positive issues with their Jubilee Field as well, so that's good for them. And then just a bit of a mixed bag there on Tesco, which actually seems to be at least boosting its sales, broken through 200 pence.
You were telling me about Tula Oil about a week ago. Do you still like that stock?
Yeah, no, I just think it's one of, I think the second line ones, second line oil stocks tend to be better geared to the rise in the price of crude. But it's interesting that going back to Tesco, you've got these wide variations, especially this SocGen sell there at 130 looks particularly negative given that's below, I think that's probably below the low of the year. So not looking in touch with the reality from my perspective. But just finally, we've got the FTSE in most major markets at record high levels. Is that something that concerns you at all?
Yeah, I think we have a chart of the FTSE, don't we? Yeah. I think I saw it earlier, guys. and I saw it just before. Anyway, so the FTSE, taking out the previous highs, 69. I think the previous highs were around 69.50, that level.
Yeah.
Obviously, we went above 7,000. So I think the peak was at 7,120, something like that. I'm skeptical of whenever the market takes out a previous high. I'm very skeptical because I think that usually tells me that high-frequency traders, the computers out there, that essentially are trying to trap everybody into thinking, especially the breakout traders, the momentum traders, saying, okay, so we've broken out to new highs. Get everybody to get in, the breakout traders, to get into the market, buy into the FTSE UK market, and then take them out. And I think... Pay attention. I would say focus on the 69.50 level on the FTSE. If we close back below 69.50 on the FTSE 100, I would get short on the FTSE because I think we'd see a nice correction, probably at least a 3 to 5% drop, maybe 3% at least on the FTSE there, if that happens.
And It was actually the trick to which worked last year when the FTSE went through 7,000. So the previous 69.34 high from 2000.
And given the fact that October typically is a negative period for stocks, very volatile, we're heading to the U.S. general election. A lot of uncertainty and volatility is going to come to the market. I just don't see how the FTSE can maintain this rally going into this month. So I would be bearish on the FTSE. I would say even now, but especially if it gets below 69.50.
Leslie Rustani, independent market trader, leadingtrader.com. Thank you very much for opening the show for us. We'll be back with more of the finance show after the break.